Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to all. In James chapter 1, verse 2, it says this, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." This scripture tells us several important things. For one thing, it tells us Christians that when, not if, but when, you fall into various trials. Sometimes we mistakenly make the assumption that because we are Christians, we will be immune to troubles. But that is simply not the case. Jesus stated plainly in John 16:33, quote, "In this world you will have trouble." Peter added in 1 Peter 4:12, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come upon you." No, living the Christian life is oftentimes not a what they call a bed of roses. But why trials in the first place? What causes our trials? Sometimes we bring problems on ourselves for the things we do or for the things we fail to do. Oftentimes we go through trials simply as a result of time and chance, seemingly for no specific reason. Now, sometimes people may ask, does God cause any of the trials that we are going through? That's certainly possible. There is scriptural evidence that God, on occasion, has caused situations that seemed like trials to test the person. And trials are not fun. Trials are often painful. Another thing, in James 1 verse 2 it said, count it all joy when we fall into trials. Count it all joy. Friends, I don't know about you, but being joyful about going through any type of trial does not come naturally. But let's not forget to read the rest of the story in verses 3 and 4. It says this, "Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may become perfect and complete." Friends, regardless of the trial, we can learn from it. Regardless of the trial, we can benefit from it. Regardless of the trial, we can grow from it. And I want you to remember this one last thing. Remember this. During every trial that we suffer, we will suffer. So if you're going to suffer anyway, you might as well learn something from it. Otherwise, you're just suffering for no reason. Let us pray. Father God, help us to learn from the things we suffer so that we can become better Christians. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.